Alrighty. Hang on the wrong pedal. Wrong pedal. No pedal. Emotions had an echo with so much space. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Hi, everybody. What's going down? We're going to open some mail today because I didn't get to yesterday. We're going to talk a little bit about just life. I think I have some good advice for you guys. About the Achilles heel of the devil, old Mick Satan. There's something very litigious about most evil that's affecting a lot of people these days. It's very lawyerly, very contract oriented. I really think that the move is always to opt out. Opt out. The amount of effort it takes to convince people that they have no power at all and they're meaningless and they're just specks of sand in a meaningless world. There's a reason that people do that. It's because you have unbelievable amount of power. Just because you have a soul, you're alive. Opt out. And if you think that you don't have power, I don't mean drop out of society. I don't mean do drugs and cruise around in a van like that douche in the 60s that said, get high and tune out or something. That's not what I mean. I mean, don't engage. My three-year-old Walter today wouldn't eat eggs this morning. And Amy worked hard on making the omelet and, you know, homemade goat cheese, eggs from our chickens. And I knew that he'd be hungry in 2 hours if he didn't eat. And I'm like, eat the eggs. Come on. Your mama made the eggs. And he was like, just kind of smirking. He's like, I don't want to eat the eggs. I'm like, eat the eggs. It's like, I'm not going to eat the eggs. And it kind of dawned on me how much power just him saying no. What was I going to do? Did I start beating a three-year-old? See, that's what people don't get when they have all this fear. You know, I got him to eat the eggs. I did airplane stuff and, you know, there's a whole situation. But this little tiny person, I'm a giant person. Giant, strong, adult male. This is a tiny little three-year-old, and all he did is just say no. And I, at that moment, I realized that I had nothing on him. It's like that scene with the Joker when he's like, all your power, you have nothing. And people don't get that. You know, they get so stressed out. And I get it. This is a stressful time with all the things being revealed, you know, the lack of family units, all this stuff going on. But like, it really isn't when you see that you can disengage, you know, because people are trained and it's not, a lot of it isn't because of appetites. It isn't because of sinful behavior. You know, sometimes it's just basic social pressure, you know, and just be like, no, well, I mean, you really should. No, it's not for me. Here's something to do. Take a day in your life and just say no to everything, just for one day, just to see what it's like. Commit to one day where everything you just say no, you don't agree to anything. You know, just so you don't have marital problems, you let your wife in on the situation, but just no. Hey, do you want it? No, no. And people are like, oh, okay. You'd be surprised how much people react in a just normal way when you just say no. So many people just, because this is the nature of evil. So many people right now, as they're pumping hormones into people's three-year-old kids, the people doing it are like, it's your fault you didn't even protect your kids. It's like, yeah, but you said that they identified and it was better for their mind. They're like, yeah, that's nonsense. What's wrong with you? You didn't even protect your own children. You deserve it. And they see you as cattle. That's the irony about how people call me big racist homophobe and that I'm so full of hate. And I get more respect from the very people that I mock than a lot of you people because they think it's pathetic. Not you people here watching, because I'm fortunate and grateful to have such a high quality of human being hanging out. But that whole lukewarm, fence-sitting, centrist, you know, just trying to survive guy, no one respects that. It's like if someone's trying to sell you that your three-year-old's a girl, and they'll sell you any way they can, just say no. And because if you don't, they'll be like, what kind of a father does that to their own kid? It's like, yeah, but you said I was full of hate if I didn't. It's like, dude, that's your kid. That's how bankers think. That's how a lot of these people think. It's like, I don't have a house anymore. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't have taken that loan. You couldn't have afforded it. It's on you. It's like, but my wife really, it's like, it's on you. And it's manipulative, and a lot of evil people are in such control of so many powerful things that sometimes you have to go pretty low. You got to get goats and chickens sometimes to not engage. But it's right there. Just remember, opt out, disengage. Someone's like, yeah, but if you don't play ball, everyone will hate you. Be like, that's fine. No. And then long term, people will respect you for it because you did the right thing. I'm going to read the super chats today. Hit the Rogan's Up button. Arkhavencomics.com. I have a nice hour audiobook. You can get that to support the channel. Or join unauthorized.tv. Because I'm banned from PayPal. I'm banned from YouTube monetization, all that. But not only am I not a victim. George, there's no logos. Oh, no, there is logos. You were warning. Yeah, there's somebody here. Not only am I not a victim, it's awesome to be able to opt out, to be like, well, that's fine. I don't want what you have anyway. And then if you're litigious, if you understand contracts, understand that a lot of these people truly believe that if you trick God, let's just say not the Christian God, he will respect you for it. You know, they're like leprechauns, small-headed leprechauns. And once you understand that, it's a lot easier to deal with. It's like, man, I mean, you got to have it. It's like, no. Yeah, people are like, public school is destroying my child's mind. It's like, take him out. Just say no. No more public school. But what about his friends? No. Just no. He can still have friends. But I have to work. No. No, you don't. But no. Just no. No. People could be like, must be nice. You're doing really well. I said no to stuff you can't imagine. Like true temptations of the human soul. No. It's like, it feels great. Nothing's better. Establish your own boundaries. Start from right there and just go. It's great. You know? And Harvey Weinstein, those guys, they just move on. They just start whacking off on another ficus in front of some horrified actress. But you're like, no. It's like, you're not going to defend Harvey Weinstein? I mean, these allegations. No, I'm not. He's definitely whacked off on the plant. A year later, you'll all know that and feel humiliated if, you know. So yesterday I had a great talk with Dave Weiss about Flat Earth. And I'm, just for the record, I'm done with Flat Earth for a while. Totally sick of it. But that was an awesome convo. And the response was great. A lot of people appreciated it. It was the right tone, I felt. It was, it's all about thinking. You have the right to think. You have the right to reason. You have the right to question. You have the right to face social shame for having a different opinion. And I just can't keep thinking about latitude and longitude and ham radios and stuff. It's not my focus, but I really enjoyed that I did it. In the future, I'm sure I will again. But it exhausts me a little bit to go too far down certain rabbit holes because I don't have the ability of totally getting anywhere sometimes. And, and I figured something else out about why people are so obsessed with Savanier and some of these guys. because someone in the chat was like, ODD. And I was like, yeah, ODD rules. This is before we started streaming. And they're like, ODD thinks you did Savanier dirty. And I'm like, then ODD is G-A-Y. And people they're laughing, but they were like kind of weirded out a little. They're like, I thought you just said you liked ODD. Like, you totally blew your mind. I'm like, that's one thing that I think is missing from certain people that's really helpful if you're religious. And I don't even go to church that much, but I am Christian. I believe in God and Christ. You don't fall like in love with random dudes and look to them for guidance as much. I think some of these flat earth guys have blown people's minds, almost like people lose their mind virginity. You know, like Dubé, Savanier, like he swooped in and pointed out some really weird things about the world and how people can be deceptive. And people are like, oh my God, I never saw the world that way. And then they're like, I love you, Savanier. And I get that. It literally is almost like a virginity thing. Like certain women, like the first guy that they have sex with, they just get obsessed with that person. And if you kind of realize that your guy is Jesus, or you know, you're just kind of like, oh yeah, that guy's great. Really opened my eyes to stuff. Oh, he just called you a fag. Well, then he's a fag. And people are like, but why aren't you loyal to Savanier? I'm like, I am in a way. He's cool. He can be a dick. It's like, but he opened your mind. No, he didn't though. It's just interesting. And I don't like people that want their minds always open. Like, I like the flat earth talk because it's about deception. And I'm about to give you guys some examples. I don't like when people are like, just be open to everything. It's like, no. They almost sound like the gay guy feeding beers to like a young stud at a bar. Where it's like, just be open. Just think anything you want. See, that's the other side to it, where it's like, you just question everything all the time. It's like, no, question the things that were taught to you by liars and psychopaths. That's why I like to question things revolving around NASA, CNN, you know, public school systems, things that celebrities tell you, because they're lying psychopaths who hate you and profit off deception. So then rethink. And the globe Earth is part of the lesson that you learn in public school and NASA and all the movies. So yeah, but just questioning everything, then you end up in a horrible place. Like, just having your mind open. That's why I've never been into yoga, man. You know, people are like, Savanier is so good at yoga. I'm like, I don't like to stretch that big. You know, I'll stretch out the hammies, but I don't want to go full poses where it's like, what am I opening myself for? You know, the male body isn't made to like open up unless you're gay. And I wanted to make a quick point before I started opening the letters here. And by the way, I really appreciate all you guys. I really do. I'm extremely fortunate to have you guys. It's really an honor, because despite me getting pretty sick of flat earth pretty fast, you know, when you get 1,000 emails, it's like, why didn't you ask him this? But it's respectful. I get it. Or like, dude, here's the next rabbit hole. Are pears real? You know, that shit. It's like, you know, I have a lot of responsibilities during the day, so I'm going to chill for a bit and just focus on how to actually stay happy and joyous in this world of deceptions. The deceptions entice you to commit, opt out, say no. But you will be humiliated. That's fine. It's not as scary as you think it is. That's one of the roles of the comedian, is to show people that you don't die from the words. You don't die from the ideas. I can talk to a flat earther. You know how many of these neocon conservative media types would be like, once you talk to a flat earther, there's no coming back. You are in a category that is seen as ridiculous and you are mocked. Do you know one of the main reasons Christianity went so downhill in the 60s and 70s and 80s? Mockery. Because people mocked Christians and made them feel dumb, so they bailed. Don't fall for mockery. I'm a professional mockery guy. It's a tool. When people are like, oh, Christians are fucking idiots. You're not even cool like us. And Christians are like, I want to be cool. I don't want to be an idiot. Mockery is so dumb. It's like when people are like, oh, if you talk to flat earth people, it's like, I like Dave. In an odd way, I like Savanier. It's like, why would I not talk about something I find interesting? Would you rather promote wars? You know? And so it's important for people to see that you can have that conversation. And, you know, airplane pilots and physicists and truck drivers and teachers and random dudes like me in the backyard can all just kind of be like, but have you thought about this? But what about this? That's healthy. And that's what I wanted to accomplish with that conversation. And we did. Interesting. You have a right to think. You have a right to question people that you've caught lying to you over and over and over again. And just as a quick response, when people are like, but it's dangerous, Big Bear. It's dangerous to question things. What if you're wrong? What if you corrupt the minds? Okay, let me read off just in the last few years, all the things that have been promoted by media, Hollywood, our schools, our authority figures, science, college, all of it, that these things are true, they're absolutely false, and think about how destructive it all was. And think about how much more offended people can be that you question the shape of the earth, but not, all right, let me, here's a quick list, and this is just what we thought up in like a day. These are all the things that mainstream narrative, media, Hollywood, everything lied to you about, and it cost people lives. Public school and college help you learn, and they're there to make you succeed. Lie. The reserve is federal. Lie. Every single waiter or waitress with a racist note. By the way, all those racist notes where it's like, no tip for you because you're black. All hoaxes. By the way, none of the... I didn't even go down some of my rabbit holes with this. This is all confirmed lies. Jussie Smollett was the victim of a hate crime. Lie. The Covington Catholic kids were bigots and racists. Lie. Climate change is caused by man. Lie. Iraq was about 9/11. Lie. Iraq was about oil. Lie. Afghanistan was about bin Laden. Lie. Syria is about gas attacks. Lie. Bill Nye is a scientist. Lie. The war on drugs was to stop drug use. Lie. If you like your health insurance, you can keep it. Lie. There's a wage gap between men and women based on their sex. Lie. Gay marriage is real marriage. Lie. Abortion is safe, rare, and only for rape and incest, and when the life of the mother is in danger. Lie. The food pyramid is healthy. Lie. Gulf of Tonkin. Lie. Trump put kids in cages. Lie. There was no migrant caravan. Lie. Walls don't work. Lie. White people have privilege. Lie. Males are toxic. Lie. Peak oil. Lie. Guns cause crime. Lie. England can leave the EU. Lie. Russia collusion. Lie. Saddam's troops were stabbing babies in incubators. Lie. Banks are too big to fail. Lie. You're going to die from Ebola. Lie. You're going to die from AIDS. Lie. Kids need 72 vaccines. Lie. Fluoride in the waters to make your teeth white. Insane lie. If you touch a baby bird, the mother will stop caring for it. Lie. Three-year-olds can choose their gender. Lie. There's such a thing as gender instead of sex. Lie. Swine flu. Lie. Me Too movement cared about rape victims. Lie. Black Lives Matter cared about black people. Lie. Tiki torches mean you're racist. Lie. Sarah McLachlan cared about dogs. Lie. America's full of white supremacists. Lie. Homosexuals and trans people just want equal rights and don't want to indoctrinate your children at all. Lie. Las Vegas was a lone gunman with no motive and no one recorded it. Lie. The Proud Boys are terrorists. Lie. Antifa are not terrorists. Lie. Diversity is our strength. Lie. There is such a thing as hate speech. Lie. Illegal immigration is caused by climate change. Lie. Hands up, don't shoot. Lie. Plastic straws are a threat to fish. Lie. Vets are getting great health care. Lie. Bernie Sanders just wants what's best for everyone. Lie. Obama had a scandal-free White House. Lie. Jews are oppressed. Lie. Twitter, Google, and Facebook don't censor conservatives. Lie. The smoke coming from airplanes is those crystallized ice crystals. Lie. Overpopulation will cause starvation. Lie. Benghazi was caused by a YouTube video. Lie. Ozone layer is depleted by hairspray. Lie. The sea levels are rising. Lie. Islam's a religion of peace. Lie. Comet Pizza was just about making good pizza. Lie. Seth Rich was robbed by a stranger. Lie. Veganism is environmentally responsible. Lie. Acid rain. Lie. Kavanaugh's a gang rapist. Lie. God is a woman. Lie. Israel's our greatest ally. Lie. Margarine is healthier than butter. Lie. You have to bake cakes for gay guys. Lie. White people owe black people an apology. Lie. Women make just as good soldiers as men. Lie. Y2K. Lie. Clinton Foundation wants to help Haiti. Lie. Joe Biden is just affectionate. Lie. 300 of Hillary Clinton's friends actually killed themselves. Lie. Amy Schumer is funny. Lie. Owen Benjamin is not funny. Lie. Okay, so from that list, think about all the rapes, murders, war, crime, poverty, despair, suicides, all of it. What's the result of being wrong that the earth is flat? By the way, guys, those were the obvious ones. There's deeper levels. I just wanted to make sure that everyone knew that those were all so nose on your face obvious. So when people say, how dare you make fun of men in small hats? How dare you say what I just said for years with no repercussions, with no censorship, with no prison, with no any, some of these are executionable crimes. Execution. Literally, so these are, some of these are capital crimes. I mean, treason? The destruction of your nation, destruction of your family, destruction of your job, destruction of your health. What the hell happens when you wonder about the shape of the earth and make fun of Jews? Nothing. A surprising amount of Jews laugh, and the ones who don't are dickheads, and nothing happens anyway. Nothing. What happens if you're wrong about the shape of the earth? Nothing. Do the planes crash? No. So why the hell do you care? I know why you care. It's critical thinking terrifies people with false power. The fact that you're capable of thinking is more terrifying than all of the things I just read. We're talking about false suicides, false, you know, false flags, proven, Gulf of Tonkin. These are all proven. Kids need 72 vaccines. Illegal immigration is caused by hate speech. There's no caravan. Heads up, don't shoot. You know, cops got shot over that stuff. Plastic straws are a threat to fish. Gavin Newsom cares about the future of California. Hillary Clinton's health is awesome. These are all lies. Bill Clinton was unjustly accused of sexual indiscretion by right-wing conspiracy theorists. Lie. Your hairspray is depleting the ozone layer. Lie. Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. Margarine's healthier than butter. It's like, I get to question things. You know how many kids are now in debt from going to college because they believe the authorities who said that college would help them get a more high-paying job? Crippling debt that they can't default on. You can buy a yacht and default on that and bankruptcy and you don't have to pay it. You can't default on your education loans that you took out because you trusted that that was going to help you get a better job. When you find out it didn't, and when you find out it's just more, you paid for your own indoctrination, it doesn't have to break you, guys. People are scared to face these things because they think it's going to overwhelm you with Stockholm syndrome and shock and the world's attention. No, it's the opposite. You get to be like, oh, those are all lies. What isn't a lie? How do I opt out? How do I not be around awful people anymore? How do I not engage in the contract of my own despair? And you do. I'm proof of this shit, man. As fucked up as I am and as crazy as I can be and as erratic as my life can be, it's like, I opted out, and I, without question, objectively speaking, am happier, smarter, emotionally healthier, spiritually healthier. You watched it happen. Are you going to stay with the people that tell you that Iraq was about 9/11, then oil, then bin Laden, Bill Nye's a scientist, the war on drugs is to stop drugs, you can keep your health insurance, abortion's safe, rare, and only when the mother's life's in danger? Food pyramid, Trump put kids in cages, walls don't work, white people have privilege, males are toxic, guns cause crime, England can leave the EU, Russia collusion, banks are too big to fail, you're going to die from a bullet. Are you going to listen to that? That the vets are getting treated well at the VA? Some are. There's certain VAs that are great. I'm not bashing all VAs. There's some really good people at VAs, but a lot of vets are treated like shit. You know how many vets blow their own brains out in the parking lot of their own VA and it doesn't even get reported in the media? The tragedy of the gall. You know, and when you're awake, when you're not sipping on that soy, sucking on that devil's dick because you're, and it's not, I've realized a lot of people, it's not that they're wicked or they have appetites or they like can't give up something. It's literally just social shame. That's all it is. People don't want to be called names. People gave up their connection to Jesus Christ because they were mocked in the 80s. We got to get past that. No more of that. No more of that. If someone's like, oh, you're so stupid because you're Christian, just be like, I hope you find it and move on. Look at that person as someone in pain. Why would you take that as an, like, why would that affect your behavior? You know, it's crazy. They're calling whites privileged and males toxic. Does anyone else have white children, males? My three-year-old has privilege because of his skin and he's toxic because of his penis? No. He could take hormones because of his imagination? No. He should learn about sodomy in public schools? No. Opt out. You get more respect from the monsters anyway if you do. Because if not, they see you as cattle. Cattle. And by the way, I'm not saying alienate your life. This is very important because I get letters like this. If you talking about these things at work or with your family alienates you from your family or gets you fired, don't. Don't let people disrespect Christ. But it's not, this is my job to do this. You understand? If you, we need strong families. We need people with incomes. We need a strong nation. And if you talking about the shit that I get to talk about and just run my mouth about alienates you from your ability to make a living or from your family, don't lie, but don't feel you have to do that because that can also have a destructive effect. You know, if you're a dentist, the guy in the chair doesn't want to hear about the Gulf of Tonkin. And you know what? He's right. It's not your job to tell him that. It's mine. So you can alleviate that bit of stress for you. All right, let me show you guys some picks. I will open some super chats and then, yeah. Thursday service with Pastor Owen Smith. This is not a service. This is just normal knowledge that existed before. I've started to really pinpoint when it happened. It was the 60s. It was the Tavistock Institute and all these psychological, you know, abilities started emerging that people really did understand how to dismantle a culture based on propaganda and sex and drugs and you know, the CIA, Timothy Leary was a CIA asset. So was Jerry Garcia. You know, Jim Morrison's dad was the admiral in Gulf of Tonkin who faked that false flag attack. That's Jim Morrison's dad. You know, Crosby and Stills from Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, both their parents were high-ranking military-industrial complex guys. You know, the guy, John Phillips, I think his name was, Mamas and the Papas, dad was high-ranking. He was also accused by his 10-year-old daughter of raping her. Jimi Hendrix, dad, military. You know, a lot of this was by design. They created the hippie. They wanted to dismantle. And that created the baby boomer that created the millennial because the millennial didn't have the strong dad because the dad was selfish because of the mental warfare that happened in the 60s. Listen, this is just interesting. I'm not passing the buck. I'm not placing blame. When you understand how it works is when you can actually retake control of your life and say, Oh, music is, that's programming. You know, like television is programming. There's a reason Netflix shows like 13 Reasons Why, which is odd propaganda about getting kids to kill themselves and stuff. Every show has a gay character. You know, no one will ever question abortion. It's all narrative. And it reinforces it after it gets your brain in an alpha state with all the pretty pictures. It's really intense. All right, so let's check some stuff out. Things are growing, ladies and gentlemen. Things are growing. With the goat's milk and the eggs, we have constant protein. And then with the berries and the potatoes and leaves. The goal is by the time I'm 40, I'm 38 right now, completely self-sustaining from the land. That's my goal, opting out. After a giant snowstorm where I live, it doesn't get snow a lot here. Within 48 hours, Walmart was completely wiped. And that was, I really felt that. I felt that deep, you know, because you can think about what would happen if like the dollar fails or there's an EMT or a natural disaster, but you don't really get it. And I was lucky that I got to see that with very low stakes, you know, a snowstorm. But within 48 hours to see that there's nothing on the shelves in Walmart, you realize how vulnerable we are with our food. And that's who really runs America's tractors, truck drivers. Truck drivers, without 48 hours without truck drivers, you have no food. 48 hours without plumbers, you're drowning in your own shit. 48 hours without electricians, you're freezing to death. For, you know, these things are what powers America, and these are the things that the elites always ignore. You know, they treat these people like slaves when no one needs them. No one, Anderson Cooper, you know, Don Lemon, that bitter little fruit, just like his name, they don't show up for work for 48 hours. Not only do people not drown in shit or starve, they feel relief. You know, finally, when they're sitting in the airport or at the gym, they're not being talked down to by psychopathic liars. No one needs them. No one needs me. My job isn't crucial. That's why I'm learning skills. You know, truck drivers, plumbers, electricians, cops, firefighters. You know, get rid of them. What do you... You're starving and drowning in your own shit, literally. And the dudes who do that know it. They know that. They know that's what drives them so crazy sometimes, listening to these people talk. Like, who's that little Jew on HBO? Bill Maher, when he's always talking down. Oh, you have Chef Boyardee. We have Chef Wolfgang Puck. You're all so fucking dumb. It's like, buddy, no one needs you. No one needs your pedophile apologies. True story, by the way. For those of you offended that I just made fun of him for being Jewish, he backs pedos. He said a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old boy having sex with a 40-year-old woman was love. A teacher. He was like, that's love. No, Bill, no one needs you. No one needs your big cocaine nose or your little leprechaun pants. Time for you to get the fuck out of here. The people you mock are the reasons you're not drowning in your own shit and starving. It's unreal. But that's why they try and break the individual. They try and make you feel meaningless, insignificant, depressed, you know, addicted, unhealthy. It's because if you simply know that you matter, it's a game changer. And it's not war with these people. These people are just profiteers. They're just making, they're just into control. And if you don't give it to them, they keep going. It's litigation. Picture lawyers. Don't picture warlocks. You know, I've listened to a lot of conspiracy videos, some really smart people and stuff. You know, sometimes people think everything was planned like 50 years ahead of time, and it wasn't. I know it seems that way sometimes because you can find predictive programming, and I'm sure that does exist. But picture lawyers. They're like trying to get you to sign a contract. It's devil went down to Georgia shit. This is what every Satan parable is about, or every leprechaun parable is about. It's about the deal that you think you win, that you really lose. And just watch for it. Opt out. You know? Think of it as sales, except the stakes can be murderously high. Because fear is a bitch. More people die from fear and stress and despair than nuclear bombs or Ebola or any of this bullshit. You know, yeah, North Korea, it's all about nuclear bombs, huh? Not the fact that they're not on the currency. You know, Syria, Iran, and North Korea are the three countries, and Venezuela are four countries that are not on the Rothschild global currency. So apparently they're all the ones that, you know, either desperately need help, have nuclear bombs, or they're about to get nuclear bombs. No. Those little slopes over in North Korea, they're having a hard time making their own pants. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they don't have really capable nuclear missiles. They're like, oh, I make the pants. I got the pants. Such bullshit. The day that Scooby and the gang invested the Clinton Foundation. For those of you just listening, it's an exploded van. Here's Steven Spielberg. The girl on the right is dead from a weird... On set, she had a... her intestine was ruptured, and she died of septic. And then the other one's Drew Barrymore, and that's that freak Steven Spielberg. Unreal. Hiding in plain sight. The first human to walk on Mars will most likely be a woman, says Liars. You know, like these people, they just can. When you have no connection whatsoever to truth, none, and you're a psychopath, you just say anything you want. We're not going to Mars. And if we do, why the fuck would it just be a woman? And why is that a news story? I mean, there's answers to all those things. But once you see it, you won't fall for this shit anymore. Look at how dumb that is. The first human to walk on Mars will most likely be a woman, NASA says. Well, that also means you're putting a woman in a position where she most likely will be accepting her own death by that mission, if that's even a possible mission. You know, they'll probably Hollywood movie that shit, shoot it in Phoenix. That's just so dumb. That causes real problems. Women trying to compete with their husbands and their boyfriends. Oh, I'm going to be better than you. And not having that symmetry, that beautiful connection of male and female that makes life wonderful. You get women jacked up on all this propaganda where they're like, yeah, why don't we walk on Mars, Bruce? And Bruce is like, please stop. Oh, you won't even listen? And then, you know, divorce, stress, death. But God forbid, you wonder what the shape of the earth is. I'm not buying into that. See, I opted out of social shame that is not real. I'll take social shame when I deserve it. Like I'm getting a little fat or when I got drunk on the live stream and cried a little too much. I'm not a sociopath. Social shame works on me when I know I deserve it. But social shame just as a weapon doesn't do shit when I know I don't deserve it. You're a bigot, racist, homophobe, anti-Semite. Your words are violence. You need to be kicked off PayPal. Okay. Is CNN a lot on PayPal? How about NASA? Their lies have cost millions of death. Millions. Oh, you're being exaggerating. Just the wars. Just the despair of the empty world. The universe is just more grains of sand on all the beaches in all the world and galaxies, which are all full of more planets. You're not special, faggot. You're nothing to me. You're nothing to me. So insane. It's a funny one. It's just funny. Hey, over here. Let's fuck. And by the way, these are birds. No way. Over here. We should totally bang. And then they're talking about Netflix and chill. And then there's just some dude going, whoa, nature is so beautiful. I think about that all the time. Because I'm surrounded by animal noises, whether it's chickens or George or the goats. And moments you can feel peaceful. You know, the birds will be chirping and people are like, beautiful birds. In my mind, they're like, stop being such a nigger, Gary. You know, in my mind, they're really tribal and horny and violent. You know, and the goats are constantly just like, more food, rub my tits. Crowder's having Brian Callen on tonight. That checks out. It's all good. I don't even pay attention. I don't hate Crowder. It's fine. He's doing what he's got to do. He's dancing for nickels in a cornfield. And that's a life, you know? When people are like, well, he's got ethics. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know, he made some moves. He's getting Callen. He's getting the big hitters on there. Hey, man, when you want to get that Walter PPQ money, you know how to dance for those nickels. I get it. And someone said, hey, Big Bear, I bought Feed the Bear. Great stuff. Inside Cats is a killer bit. When's the next one? I'm working on another one. It's going to be better than this one. I know I rushed this one a little, but there's some good insights in there. Yeah, get the new audio book. It's called Feed the Bear. ArkhavenComics.com. Check that out. Crowder chose nickels in a cornfield. He's tasted the shekel. I unsubscribed from Crowder last night. You don't need to. I mean, he's still funny. He's a lot funnier than SNL, you know? But I mean, when people are like, it's all about integrity with that guy. That's absurd. He'll have on Shapiro, Brian Callen, Jordan Peterson, and turn his back on his friend Owen because Owen questioned the moon landing. That's all real. Everyone's like, yeah, but it all checks out. You know, Peterson, who thinks God, you know, Jesus Christ is a metaphor, that abortion, you know, depends on what you mean by abortion. And of course, everyone should apologize to a raging leftist mob. And of course, you have Ben Shapiro, who wants to start two more wars, even though he doesn't serve. And you got Callen, just classic Hollywood, just pump machine. And Callen's funny. Callen makes me laugh. But it's like when people are like, hey, Owen, ethically, I can't hang with you anymore because you mock the Jew. It's like, okay, so that's worse than war and deceit and treachery and people who stand against every single thing you think just because they have money and power and you're going to get more clicks. That's fucking insane. Mug Club is for fags. I wouldn't go that far, Randy, but it is a good good mug. Crowder is a weak beta male and a liar. Nah, I don't want to start a whole anti-Crowder thing. Callen is CIA. I doubt that. I mean, I like Brian Callen. I don't people always say everyone's CIA. I don't see that shit at all. I don't even know what that means. Callen crushes on stage. He's got some fucking amazing jokes about how he he's in ridiculous shape. He always wants a bird on his shoulder and he wants a cape and all that. He's really funny. It's just, for me, it's all consistency, logical consistency. If you're going to make a moral stance on one person and not another person because they have more power at the moment, you're a douche. Have you heard Brian Callen's stand-up routine? Utterly disgusting. He's made me laugh quite a bit. I don't know if it's changed, but back in the day, I used to watch, like, he did a respectful Christian joke. He was like, yeah, Jesus Christ, he's the son of God, savior of man, but I'm definitely funnier. That's hysterical. That's when people got to lighten up. That isn't, like, disrespectful. That's fucking hilarious. But he's like, yeah, Christ can do miracles. He's the son of God, but I'm way, way funnier on stage. And that's just a fact. That's insanely funny. Crowder is starting to get we're tired of the BS SJW stuff. Yeah, it's so repetitive. It's insane. Callen is annoying. He needs to close his legs. Well, he's really into stretching and male figure and stuff. That's probably what Crowder's Beck's bitch. Cornfield. Nichols. They probably relate on that front. You know, they're probably just like doing front lunges and curls, which I get. I've worked out a lot in my life. Jeff Bezos spies on American citizens for the CIA. See, these things, as much of a conspiracy guy as I am, and I'll go down roads and I'll say some stuff. If I have no way of knowing, like I have no idea about how the CIA operates. And I just don't know how many people do. Those are some of the ones that I don't understand, where it's like CIA. It's like, if it's CIA, you wouldn't even know it, right? I don't know. All right, let's read some of these. Callen and Rogan drool over men's bodies. Well, for Rogan, I think it's because he's a homosexual. But Callen, I think he just actually is a fan of working out. All right, let's check out a super chat. I keep the names out. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Wow, thank you, brother. I'm going to read this. This is amazing, by the way. Hi, Owen. Here's the man I planned on sending you during last night's live stream. I just leave out names and figures and all that stuff just because it's just better for everyone else. Like some people, I'm like my buddy is flying in to visit tonight. He runs unbearablestore.com. Brand is great. You know, I want to do sketches with him, but sometimes I get protective of people. I'm like, you may not want to be on video anymore. It's not as fun as it used to be for normal people that have normal lives. I subscribed to Huge Pianist and bought a hoodie earlier in the day. So weird. It'll all work out. Thank you. No, it will. I'm honored. You're doing God's work, my friend. Wasn't thrilled about PayPal getting a piece. Fuck, I can't spell either. Hilarious. No, you spelled it right. That's the right piece. Oh, no, you did E before I in the first one. I've made that mistake many times. These rules are – that's why I'm bad at spelling, and people think it means I'm dumb, but in reality, it's logical consistency that drives me in, up the wall. It's like I before E except after C in these 40 random times. I'm like, no, there's no logos in the I before E rule, so why don't I go ahead and ignore it? I'm a new subscriber, but I canceled until you sort out the PayPal fuckery. Sub to unauthorized.tv. Thank you. Great content. Thank you. It's the future. Been down many in the same rabbit holes. Love your insights and humor. Peace, BB. John, you're the man. Out of Rhode Island? Yes. Make sure I don't have any information. Information. This is from, let me see here. It says Rogan's up. Rogan's up, everybody. Hit those Rogan's up. I'm pretty tired, by the way. After I read these super chats, I may take a nap or I may frantically keep digging holes. Thank you, my friend. You're the man. Owen, knock, knock. I say, who's there? He says, your mother's pussy. I trusted you, and I guess I just walked right into that one. I don't know. I don't know what to say at this point. Knock, knock. Who's there? I was not expecting your mother's pussy. And then he writes, that's the joke. That's literally it. It is really funny. I just kind of enhanced it with my over-the-top reaction. Much love. Keep up the fight. I'll be joining you shortly on our crusade to make America great again. It's all here. It's all in your home, man. That reality show in Washington isn't what America is. America is in the fields in the right in our homes, and they try really hard to make you forget that. This is where America is. It's not there. It's here. Please don't read this part out loud. Okay. Thank you, Dave. Yes, welcome, Bear Handler. I don't know how I feel about that. According to all the people in the chat, that means you're a CIA. I just don't understand CIA. Like, I never assume people are CIA. I usually assume it's all motivated by financial power. I don't know. The CIA doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, it's a multi-pager. Give me a second, guys. These are songs. Hang on. I'm going to read a couple of these. Thank you, Bruce. I'll read one of these. Girl in a wheelchair. I may bail if it's too hard on the girl in the wheelchair. It can be. All right. I see a little girl in a wheelchair, and Jesus is like, oh, this is nice. Are you like an actual poet? As a comedian, I see girl in a wheelchair. I usually think, oh, great. It's going to be about my mother's pussy. I want to say to her gently, arise and walk and disappear before she or her family can thank me. But I'm not Jesus. I'm only a very flawed man who has seen enough of life to know beautiful little girls are confined to wheelchairs and other beautiful little girls die of cancer or in car accidents and in house fires. Jesus. Life is like that. Happiness and tenderness leave as the spring lap, the tragedy lurk like terrorists in the background denying too much joy. Always remember, the violin also plays loud and joyously in the background. God's music and rhythm for you. That took me on a real roller coaster ride, Bruce. I get it, though. But life is mostly really good. Think about how many times during the day you have to deal with terrorists or house fires. Just really think of it in terms of math and percentages of your time. Think about what's really the threat to your life. Having a little too many brownies, like the Big Bear? You know, overexerting, you know, getting really focused on a trench and having a headlamp and digging until 1 a.m. You know, Dom said, play the piano. Why don't you play your mother's pussy? So I'm ripping off someone else's joke. All right, what we got here? I love physical chats, physical messages. Your mother's knock knock, who's there? Your mother's pussy.
That's pretty funny, dude. No one sees it coming. It's so unnecessarily vulgar. It's like, why'd the chicken cross the road? Because the Holocaust never happened. It's that change-up mentality. Or it's like, how many blacks does it take to change a light bulb? One. And then you put him in prison where he belongs. That's not racism, by the way, in case you're retarded. All right. You talked about my mother's pussy. I did not even take offense to it because it was funny. Hey, three Muslims walk into a bar and they blow it up for no reason, just because they're mean. Hey, Owen, socially, we are at a pivot point, and being honest and sharing thoughts has to be possible. Thank you for being bold. Best wishes, a fellow Washingtonian. Thank you, my friend. It's my job to do this. So don't worry about, you know, be honest. Don't let people disrespect your family or Christ or, you know, the things that you hold sacred. But don't feel you have to be like me with your extended family and your job. You have to understand my job is comedy. That's why these PayPal, YouTube attacks are so unbelievably unfair. I'm not the principal of a middle school. My job is to be provocative and make fun of shit. So it's like, and I know that a lot of you guys are facing the same thing in your jobs, that there's this push for mediocrity and for you can't even do your own job anymore. That's why I relate to a lot of cops. They're like, wear this body camera and then go fuck yourself. All right, what do we got here? Damn. A lot of little pieces of paper here. And what you said about the gays in LA being concerned over whether or not their cocaine was gluten-free and the streets literally being overrun with AIDS and shit had me dying. I know that all too well. I live in an SRO in Tenderloin District of San Francisco in a low-income housing project. I'm actually in the process of being evicted, though, so I'm hoping, God willing, to go to Anchorage, Alaska, where hopefully the folks are a bit more self-sufficient there. Fingers crossed. Brett. Yeah, go to Alaska, dude. Get out of San Fran. Sweet. Oh, you're helping me get into Bitcoin? That's cool. I still don't understand it. It still seems a little bit men in small hats to me. I can't explain it. Hey, Owen, what's up? Huge fan of your show. I watch you in Vox every night religiously. I started watching you way before you started having all your epiphanies. I think what you're doing is great, Owen. Thank you. It used to just be called comedy, but now apparently it's epiphanies, but whatever. Most men don't have the balls to stand up for what they believe in, whereas I see in you someone who is willing to die to protect what's right. Easy. Not a martyr. Just doing my job. And some of us still actually know what right is. Everybody does. A lot of people are just insanely manipulated by social pressure. Keep on keeping on. You have a lot of support behind you. Thanks for everything you do, Owen. Anytime, my friend. And definitely go to Alaska, dude. Alaska's awesome. A lot of good men up there. Sweet. I have a lot more packages, by the way. I'm just hitting the envelopes right now just because it's less packaging, and I know I can do it. And it's less bomby. It's less likely to be like a bomb. Thank you. Hey, Big Bear, I've been watching you argue about the moon landing with these retards, and I can't remain silent anymore. The reason people are so open and ready to accept the moon landing and aliens is not because of anything they've seen in real life. It's from movies. 100%. Every person on Earth is shocked by the truth about the moon landing because they've already spent hours of their lives in outer space, mentally. Exactly. People think they are so smart they can separate fact from fiction, but they can't, myself included. Dude, read the book... Persuasion or what's another one? It's by this Italian guy. Italian last name. He's American. He taught at Arizona, University of Arizona. He's a genius of persuasion and rhetoric. If you get someone to write out the opposite opinion of what they have, a year later, the odds are more than 50% that they will then have that opinion. We are more susceptible to nonsense and wizardry than we ever want to admit. So when you understand that, it's a lot easier to not be tricked. Hollywood makes these movies because they are so good at planting ideas in your head. Makes me think Christopher Nolan was screaming from a golden birdcage with the theme in Inception, that movies themselves are inceptions, planting dreams in the minds of their audience. It wasn't NASA that convinced us we can go to the moon. It was Stanley Kubrick. So true. And by the way, going to the moon convinced everybody that it was a sphere, which it may be. I don't know. I've never seen the whole Earth. It wasn't Elon Musk that convinced us we could go to Mars. It was George Lucas. Exactly. That's why all these movies are about aliens. Project Bluebeam may still be a go. Well, they can try. That's my new mantra. They can try. I don't even think space is real anymore. I think the Earth is the only thing in the universe. The sun and the moon rotate around it, and the Van Allen belt is the firmament keeping us in here and out of the heavens. And literally nobody on Earth can prove I'm wrong without turning to pathological liars like NASA for evidence. You know? Not lying. P.S. There's no way Kubrick filmed the moon landing. Kubrick would never let such unconvincing, lazy crap touch his camera lens. 2001 literally looks more realistic than the actual moon landing. Yeah, they probably rushed it. I think Kubrick did film it, but I think that they rushed it. when you're dealing with government agencies, they probably gave him a lot of notes. They're probably like, you know what, Stanley? You may want to think about having everybody be real bouncy and weird and gay. Oh, and here's a little piece of history, Mike. I want to check it out. It's wrapped in foil. I hope it's not bomby. Silver certificate. Oh, this is cool. What year is this? 1957. This certificate is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Silver. That's awesome, dude. That's back when money meant something. Back before when people still understood that the reserve may not be federal. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. I'm going to put that up in my new bear cave. What do we got here? I can read this one. Rick. Big Bear, it's nice to know that this message will get to you. It's great having somebody in the spotlight, somewhat doing what they can for good. It's Logos. It's not even that I'm this big good guy. It's just like it's the only thing that works or makes any sense to anybody, and everybody knows it. Seeking truth and providing comedy. If you don't seek truth, you end up a wizard's death. You can't discern lies from truth. You can't forgive yourself. You're constantly shamed. You lose your ability to speak. It's a fate worse than death. So don't think I'm a martyr. I just know that this is the only way to go. And oddly, I think it's a lot healthier. I've created a card game which I really think you'll get a kick out of. It is comedic, poking fun at the left. Nope. It says hard truths also and has a tip of the hat to legends such as yourself. Honestly, it would be hilarious if you made a video of your reaction to them, even if you didn't upload it, just to see how many laughs you got and just looking them over. Imagine springing those bad boys on anybody, not expecting it. Ha ha. Sweet. What's the name of it? Libcards.com. Check out libcards.com. I know I have the libcards. I'll grab them. Sorry, there's just a lot going on. My electrician came back and my family's back too. The electrician's hilarious. We're talking about Spielberg. And he was like, yeah, Jaws is scary. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he like killed this kid. And everybody's like, wow, Jesus. Oh, sweet, Shostakovich. This is from Shelly. She said, I can't read music very well these days. It's been so long. Let me read your letter. Dear Owen and dear Amy, can I be verified is still trying, Bear? Yes, I'm very glad you're still trying. Enclosed is the sheet music for a transcript of the most beautiful piece ever written. I bought it online from a Brit. I hope to memorize it. I'm a subscriber at unauthorized.tv and will sign up for a Bear sub also. Thank you. Great content. We try. Also, a somewhat boomer whose three children are grown and gone, and an early retired mailman of 14 years and violinist. I'm involved with saving the white South African lives. Good for you. How are they doing down there? I haven't heard anything in a while. Oh, and you have expressed a desire to help. If you ever need to reduce your taxable income, please consider KRP. Well, I don't really have income these days, but I will look into it once the Jews allow me to go back to work. I'll plug your website. Check out kingresettlementprogram.org. KINGRESETTLEMENT.org. Check it out, everybody. All right, last one. Oh, and by the way, Shostakovich, the one that person, so good it goes. Hang on a second. Oh, I can't play without a pedal. Nah, I'll do it another time. It's such a good song. According to E. Michael Jones, Stalin saved that song. He was sick of the postmodern music, and he was like, write a real fucking song, Shostakovich. Which is very surprising to me, but hilarious. There we go. God's love and blessings wished for you. Wow, thank you very much. Dear Owen and Amy, thank you for lighting a light in the darkness. No problem. I didn't light the light. I'm just like, there's the light. I am fighting the culture war as a book editor, and it's so ugly. Oh, dude. I sold a book to Norton Publishing for $60,000, and they made me give back my $20,000 upfront because I refused to stop calling Lena Dunham a cunt. That's a true story. The publishing business is insane. That's why Vox Day is so awesome. The truth you spoke and live is an antidote to brainwashing. Much love and admiration, Elaine. Let me plug her. Elaine Ash edits manuscripts to perfection and guides writers to agents and publishing deals. Drop Elaine a line and see what she can do for you. I'm plugging you, Elaine. You sound like you're in it and you want to do some stuff. Bestsellermatrix.com. Bestsellermatrix.com. Is there one more, I think? Or no, did I already open this one? Yeah, I did. Alright, well, I have a bunch more to open, but I'll pace it. You know, I'm pacing it. Alright, guys. Eddie Bravo changed his logo to Gleason Map. LOL. Oh, you guys are like hardcore. Yeah, I find thinking interesting, but just understand that I'm not going to be constantly talking about flat earth because I'm not like a latitude longitude guy. Like I can't engage in it as much. I'm just not an expert on that shit. I'm more of a piano, goat, family comedy guy, but I respect your ability to think for yourselves. Owen should listen to some Modest Yahoo. Life for logos. People in Hollywood live a completely different life. Again, principalities. Well, one thing that causes their mental illness, and it's provable. It's not like what they do when they're like, you're mentally ill. They did an experiment called the Mouse Utopia, where when you put that many living things in that small of an environment, and you pump them full of just sodomy and food and just... The mice started cannibalizing each other, and most of them became homosexuals, and their population just dropped in like a year. It was like boom, and that's what's happening to cities. You just don't see it because they're pumping them full of migrants. People that live in cities don't really have kids because their instincts are like, don't have kids here. This isn't safe. Everybody's about to start eating each other's faces, you know. I understand why people in cities are scared to have families because your instincts are like, if you have a baby, it'll be eaten by that guy and there's no water. And there's way too many people here that don't look at all like you. Not racism, guys. Fact. When you're in an area where your ethnicity is way different than everyone else's, when, as they say, shit hits the fan, you're more, people are more likely to just start ripping your face off if your face doesn't look like the face of their children and their parents. It's actually psychologically very obvious. Like if your face doesn't resemble the face of the people that they love in their life, they're more likely to hate it. I mean, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, Google Mouse Utopia experience, hilarious. Oh yeah, if you guys want to send me letters, super chats, whatever. Envelopes work the best for just consistency. Packaging sometimes can become overwhelming. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Join unauthorized.tv. I'll be streaming there starting in May. And get the new audiobook at arkhavencomics.com. And much love, everybody. I'm going to go hang with my electrician, and who's now my buddy, and my family. By the way, no electricians, you freeze to death. No plumbers, you drown your own shit. No truck drivers, no farmers, you starve to death. What happens if you don't have Bill Maher? What happens if you don't have Nancy Pelosi? What happens if you don't have Anderson Cooper? You feel better. So know what your nation is, what your community is, what your people are, what matters. That's why when people are like, why would you turn on this YouTube celebrity? You guys could have helped each other. It's like, my job is retarded. That's why I farm. I felt like I was a fucking man baby. People that do just YouTube streams all the time, and that's all they do, and all they think about is trying to get Jordan Peterson on their stream. It's fucking gay. You know? It's like, what is this? I'm 38. But it's cool. It's cool as an addition to other shit. But it's like, my job doesn't fucking matter. Listen, when shit goes down, you're going to want a funny guy that great at manual labor, gets along with people. I smooth out conflict, a lot of laughs. Ha! When the media isn't calling me names, you'll see that the way that I slaughter sacred cows actually lowers the violence and the rage. It's actually a skill. But the people in control want to keep the rage and the violence up to a fever pitch of cortisol and fear so that you give up your own rights and whack off in your mom's basement. That's why there's a real war on comedy these days. But I have no idea what I'm talking about. All right, I'm out of here. Hit the Rogan's Up button, share this thing, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.